Allison Young and Bernie's tune. That was recorded live at Nocturne here on KUVO. I'm Paul Donovan. Allison Young is a dynamic saxophonist currently based here in Denver. She regularly performs with groups such as the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra, the Annie Booth Big Band, and the Zaremba Jazz Fellowship Orchestra, and has also toured internationally with the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. Allison has performed alongside musicians such as Dick Oates, Jeff Hamilton, Wayne Bergeron, Greg Gisbert, Randy Brecker, Tia Fuller, Father John Misty, and Ms. Lauryn Hill. Wow. And Allison has recorded with the Zaremba Fellowship Orchestra, Ted Davies Big Band, and the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra, all with records out now. As a band leader, she regularly leads the Allison Young Quartet at venues like Nocturne, and recently recorded a live set here on KUVO. That was back in March, I believe. And Denver's premier jazz radio station, we are KUVO. So thank you for tuning in. The Allison Young Quartet plays Dazzle next Monday night at 7 o'clock. Allison, thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday to be on the radio here with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So when did your road to music begin?
I think, like many other musicians, it started back in middle school band class when I picked out the saxophone in fifth grade, and I kind of fell in love with it ever since. My dad really liked music, and he played in band and played music around the house, and so I always knew that I wanted to be in band and was drawn to hearing the saxophone on, like, Billy Joel tunes on the radio and things like that.
Sure.
And my love just grew for it and stuck with it ever since.
So your dad, he played...
He didn't play saxophone. He played tuba in the marching band, and he played banjo in a country band back in Nebraska, where I'm from.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So, first instrument you ever played?
Piano. Yeah, took piano lessons from a very young age. My parents have told me a story of they always wanted to put me in piano lessons because they both took piano lessons when they were young. But I guess one day when I was really young, I was sitting down at the piano trying to figure out songs by ear. And they were like,
right. Oh,
well, I guess maybe it's time to put her in piano lessons. And so I did, and then played piano for a long time. I still enjoy playing it for fun, but certainly not at a professional level.
Music just does something to you. And from an early age, it just sets your path.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Any other instruments that you play?
Like many saxophone players, I do a lot of woodwind doubling, so clarinet, bass clarinet, some flute. You know, I play mostly baritone saxophone these days, but I do play alto and tenor saxophone as well. But that's about it. Mostly the saxophone, if I can.
So how did the saxophone become so big for you? What drew you to the saxophone?
I think it was just always a really interesting sound. I liked the sound. I didn't really grow up listening to jazz, and when I first heard the saxophone in a jazz context, something about the sound of the instrument spoke to me, and the way that I think it has such a huge range of sounds you can get from it. You know, it can be a great instrument in a funk or pop or rock context, but it can also be, you know, really quiet. And even within the span of jazz music, it can be, you know, really loud and obnoxious if you wanted to, or like very quiet and subdued and beautiful. And it's like, it can be like truly a singing voice. And that's how I feel it is for me. It's my voice. You know, I'm not a singer, but I feel like I sing through my instrument.
Sure you are.
And that's how. And that's, that's what it feels like for me.
I think personally it affects me, the soft played saxophone, just very softly. It's just wonderful. And it just hits a nerve in you.
Absolutely. Especially in the baritone context, you so frequently hear the really loud, low, barky sounds of like Tower of Power, which is awesome. But the thing that drew me a lot to the baritone saxophone and this music of Jerry Mulligan, which we're celebrating at Dazzle on Monday, is how soft it can be. And that, I feel like that's where my natural voice on the instrument lies, is the very soft, melodic, understated style where it's really lyrical and beautiful, and it's like my voice.
So tell me about your band.
My band is a quartet made up of Gabriel Mervine on the trumpet, Domi Edson on the bass, and Ian Spillman on drums. This will actually be Gabe's first time joining the band. We've played a few shows before with the amazing trumpet player up from UNC, Kate Williams.
Yes.
But she is currently taking some time off of the horn, so I wanted to give her that time off. And Gabe is so amazing and is going to step in and do a fantastic job. You heard him on that last track. But that original group met actually up at UNC in Greeley, where we all went to school together around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So Domi, yeah, I met in UNC. She was one of the first people I ever played with when I was getting my start in jazz up at UNC. I came in as like a classical saxophonist. And then when I was back learning tunes, we would play tunes outside of our shared apartment building. And she's still one of my favorite people to play with. And same with Ian Spillman. I don't know that we ever played in a group together at UNC, but I have always loved his playing. He sounds incredible.
Yes.
And I feel like as a group, we've been able to capture like a real group mentality and a voice as a band. Just some of my favorite people outside of music and some of my favorite musicians.
So tell me about your performance of a Jazz Aspen Snowmass.
Yeah, I had the huge honor this year of being a member of the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Summer Academy, which is a two-week program paid for by donors focused on big band and some small group playing. We live up in Aspen for 2 weeks and learn a lot about music business and classes and work together and do a lot of playing. So Christian McBride is the artistic director, and he directs the band every year. And so this year, I think it was the first year that they had the band play at the Aspen Jazz June Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did two sets of music, both with the amazing vocalist Lisa Fisher, who has sung with Luther Vandross and the Rolling Stones and Aretha Franklin, and just is absolutely amazing. And then we did a lot of Christian McBride's music for big band as well, like Shade of the Cedar Tree and Brother Mister and all kinds of fun tunes. So it was just a big group of like 19 to 25 year old young musicians from all over the country that auditioned to be there. And we put together a big band in 2 weeks and got to be one of the headliners at the festival and work with Christian. And it was just so much fun.
Wow. Sounds like fun.
It was so much fun. Yeah. An experience I will never forget. And some amazing players, too. And Christian McBride was just so kind and so generous with his wisdom and his time and his guidance.
I'll bet.
It was just it was amazing to work with him.
So tell us about what to expect from the show Monday night at Dazzle.
Yeah, Monday night at Dazzle is going to be a tribute to the great baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. So we are doing, it's going to be a cordless quartet. So yeah, the instrumentation, saxophone, trumpet, bass, and drums, there's no chordal instrument to provide a lot of that harmonic context.
Yeah,
no piano, no guitar. So I think that allows for us horn players to reach out a little bit more harmonically and then also be the chord players for each other. So
some of your classical training comes into play here.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So we get to play background lines for each other and support each other. And I think it makes it more interactive and it makes you listen a little bit more. And I think it's so much fun. It's a fun way to play. And I think you get to, you know, create your own journey a little bit more. So we're going to be doing a lot of Jerry Mulligan hits that you might have heard, like J.Rue, which is one of the tunes from the Birth of the Cool album, and Walkin' Shoes, and then some of his tunes with Bob Brookmeyer, who's also an amazing composer and trombonist, and then, you know, some of his arrangements. Mulligan is a great arranger, but it's going to be that cordless quartet instrumentation doing a lot of Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker stuff from that cool jazz era.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so this show has some significance for you. Tell us about that.
It absolutely does. This is not only is the last Jerry Mulligan tribute show of the few that I've done in the area during my time here, but it is my last show in Denver before I move in less than a week across the country to Rochester, New York, to pursue my master's degree at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be an emotional evening for you.
It will. I can almost guarantee you that I will cry on stage. So if you're interested in that, come see me cry at Dazzle. Hopefully I'll be able to play the saxophone as well still. But yeah, I think it's really meaningful that I get to, this is my first show at Dazzle as a band leader as well. I've played as a side person in a bunch of groups there. I was just there last Monday with the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really meaningful to me that it's my first show at Dazzle as a band leader, which is something that I really wanted to do before I left. And it's playing this music that I feel like is my most authentic voice on the horn, and it's what I like to do the most. And it's with three of my favorite people in the city and the world to play with and to hang out with. So, yeah, it's going to be an emotional night for sure.
Allison Young, Barry sax player, among other things. And by the way, you can watch her session that she recorded here at KUVO in our Bonfestant Performance Studio last March on our YouTube channel. So check out Allison Young and then see her live for her farewell tour for at least 2 years, right?
At least two. I'll be back. Yeah, I want to visit.
Yeah, she'll be back at Dazzle Monday night at 7 o'clock. So thank you again for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul.
You'll have to keep us updated. And your website, Allison Young Music.
Yes, AllisonYoungMusic.com.
All right. Tell us about the song we're about to play.
So this next one we're about to play is also from our show Live at Nocturne earlier this year. This is, I believe it's an Art Farmer tune originally, but Jerry Mulligan's arrangement of a very fun blues called Blueport.
All right. Allison Young, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.